Hi there, welcome along. It's Damien back with the 9-to-5 Google Daily, this time for May 28th, 2020. We're near the end of a long month. This is our super quick rundown of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. Over the years, YouTube has handed out free Made by Google speakers to paying customers. Some YouTube Premium subscribers, though, can today claim a free Nest Mini from the Google Store. Over the past 24 hours or so, some members have opened YouTube for Android or iOS to a prompt or pop-up that announces a free Nest Mini. Alternatively, there is a direct link which will take you to the page and prove if you are eligible for the exact offer. Your mileage may vary with that URL though, but it has worked for some Reddit users that did not get an official notification from the mobile app. Of course, I will leave that link in the show notes below. The promotional code, when clicking the sold button on the page, emails details of that freebie to your inbox. It also opens the Google Store with that coupon automatically applied to your account and cart. You can then follow the standard process of selecting a colour, which is between chalk, charcoal, sky or coral, and just add it to your cart as normal. Once you proceed to the final stage, the discount is shown. Shipping is free on the Saver tier, although you can pay to upgrade to get it quicker. Once redeemed, you'll have until 11:59 p.m. Pacific time on June 30th, 2020 to place the Google Store order and, of course, get your free Nest Mini. The company does warn, though, that availability is on a first-come, first-served basis, so it might be worth checking now if you do have a Nest Mini waiting for you to claim. Google's enterprise communication tools have seen a flurry of changes in recent weeks. The latest is a progressive web app for Google Chat that replaces the existing Electron client. First detailed last April, the progressive web app lets you use Google Chat in its own separate window that does away with your browser's address bar and hides other unnecessary controls. It can too be launched from a desktop or dock app icon, with the messaging experience more or less unchanged. For admins out there, Google touts this secure and always up-to-date method, as well as simplified deployment. There's also the benefits of better overall loading performance without overheads. Version 73 of Chrome from March 2019 or higher is required, with Mac, Windows, Linux, and Chrome OS supported. Available to all G Suite customers, the Google Chat Progressive web app is rolling out now. As of today, we're not seeing the automatic prompt to install just yet. It joins other apps like Google Drive, YouTube Music, and YouTube TV, though, in offering a proper progressive web app. Google has now removed millions of negative reviews of short-form video sharing app TikTok after brigading by disgruntled Indian fans. The Chinese-owned web video sharing platform has received criticism in India after disturbing videos were found on the app. Developers ByteDance has seen backlash, with millions of Indians leaving negative reviews under the guise of the ban TikTok, delete TikTok, and block TikTok hashtags over on Twitter. These have trended heavily in India over the past 3 weeks, with controversy coming as videos that appeared to show and condone domestic violence, animal cruelty, racism, child abuse, and the objectification of women were widely shared on the platform. Millions of Indians began leaving one-star reviews on the TikTok Google Play Store listing, which absolutely tanked the average score. It dropped like a stone from 4.5 stars down to below 1.2. Google has now stepped in to remove all of these negative spam reviews, or what they've deemed as negative spam reviews, with a Google spokesperson telling TechCrunch that millions were removed as corrective action to curb spam abuse. After doing some digging of our own, though, we found that Google may have removed in excess of 8 million reviews from the original TikTok listing on the Play Store. That is an astronomical figure, but given TikTok has been downloaded over 1 billion times, it's still only a minor portion of the potential user base. While this is naturally not the first case of negative reviews being removed from the Google Play Store, it's arguably the biggest to date. Now, if Google could find a way to clamp down on more commonly seen spam reviews across the Play Store, I think we'd all be pretty happy. In lieu of a physical I/O conference, the Android 11 beta launch show will serve the showcase as of what's new in the operating system this year. Ahead of next week, Google posted the list of Android 11 beta talks that will follow this online keynote. you want to put June 3rd, 8 a.m. Pacific or 11 p.m. Eastern Time in your diaries, with an hour-long keynote that will discuss new features packed inside the next release, Android 11, as well as updates for developers to help them get the most out of modern Android development. It will be followed by a live Q&A session that anybody can participate in by using the Ask Android hashtag. This event will see Google launch the first Android 11 beta, which was originally expected this month, but delayed due to COVID-19. Google is also inviting sketchnoters to create visual summaries of the keynotes and sessions. And finally, if you have a OnePlus smartphone, are you experiencing issues with Google Chrome crashing or freezing? Well, according to reports, the mobile browser is having some severe issues on OnePlus hardware. Reports suggest that WebView, which essentially powers any web content within Android apps, is causing serious bugs within Chrome and any in-app browser windows on OnePlus smartphones. Chrome isn't always the most stable browser at the best of times, which isn't always the fault of the app itself. Many web pages can start hogging system resources, resulting in slow response times and even lockups of the browser itself. That said, reports have been growing steadily, but this appears to have been an issue for a couple of months already. Some people are simply seeing Google Chrome lock up and freeze on their device. That said, it's not even limited to just one OnePlus series device. Even the recently released OnePlus 8 seems to be affected. Although not always the case, when media is embedded within a web page, this seems to bring about the longest freezes. OnePlus is aware of the issue, and at least until a resolution is found, it might be worthwhile switching out to a third-party browser like Firefox or Opera. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over at 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, available every Wednesday.